Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here Tuesday, January the 5th, 2020, 15 minutes past the hour. The guests this morning for the two-hour duration, Michelle Whitaker, all brought on yesterday by a conversation with Gavin Richards, who was the guest. And we discussed the Starbucks culture and the hoity-toity nature of it, which led to today's program. Michelle, let's go. What do you got? Hour number two here.
What do I have?
Well, yeah.
What do I have?
Well, you're the guest.
I know, I'm over here texting.
Who are you texting?
Abby and I are always... I was reading my text messages.
Oh, what was the fascinating text messages
they
that you
got?
They
weren't fascinating at all. At all. My mom, what time? Now. She wants to know what time I'm doing the radio show. Now.
Now. Like, you're on now.
I've been on the radio how many times from 8 to 10? Now you think she would know what time.
Nobody ever pays attention.
Nobody pays attention to
no,
me.
No, no.
I've always been that non-golden child.
Really?
I'm just kidding.
No, who's the golden child in
my
your family?
My sister. Oh, this is good. I can say this. My mom can't argue with me.
That's right. There's no argument to be had here. But in any event, the point is what we discovered in hour number one was that there is a Starbucks culture and that it is a bit of a hoity-toity nature.
Of course. There's a Starbucks
culture. That's all
culture.
That was said.
There's a Starbucks culture. I didn't say people are hoity. Just yesterday, when the way it was presented at first, it was horribly like...
Is today better?
Yes. Like, I was like, what in the heck are you saying? It made it come across, everybody goes to Starbucks is hoity-toity, and they're hoity-toity, and it just made it seem like such a negative place to go.
No. I think people should go there if they want to go there.
Absolutely.
I think Starbucks has a good product. I think they're a nice company. I think what they do for their employees are nice. I think the employees there are nice. So, no, nobody's deterring anybody. We're just saying that whole cup thing and that whole language, venti, and that there is no other restaurant, no other place, period.
Isn't that the point?
But
it
is
makes
it?
Them unique.
But it confuses people.
So... It doesn't. If you go there enough, it does not confuse you.
But you have to go there enough.
But that's like that at a lot of places the first time you go. Like, even the root beer stand, people come for the first time, and they're confused. And I don't have venti and tall and
but you know what a hot dog is.
You would think they would know what a hot dog is. It says foot long, and we don't have hot dog.
Have you ever went into a grocery store and saw venti, grande?
Totally.
No. No. Proves my point. Checkmate.
Yeah,
and by the way...
People will order a quart. They'll be like, I want a big quart to go, when they're meaning half gallon. So many times.
Well, this is interesting, because here we are in the new year, and one of the new year's resolutions is to go to the gym. Now,
I'm talking about the gym.
No, I like this, because we had a conversation...
A long time ago,
6 months, 8 months ago, something like that. And you have finally come around to my thinking on why people go to the gym. So I like this.
My mom just texted me. This is funny.
What did she say?
She said, what? Because I said I was the golden child.
Yeah, you were not the golden child.
I was joking. And my mom's been helping me at the root beer stand. And she told me, I can clean myself.
She doesn't need the help anymore. She's done.
She knows I'm joking.
So the gym. You've come around to my thinking.
I have not. Someone else has. I said yesterday I was talking to somebody and I said we were going to discuss the gym. And this person said, oh yeah, when I was younger, I definitely went to the gym to pick people up.
Of course.
I didn't. I didn't really go to the gym when I was younger though and single. Like it was a whole different. I just usually worked out at home and I ran a lot.
That's why the gym has an uncomfortable atmosphere, if that's why you're not going there.
I mean, I guess, yeah, a little bit. Depends what gym. There's different gyms that I don't like to go to and gyms that I don't mind going to.
Well, all you got to do is look at how people dress. And they all have windows out front. So if you're ever going to another store that's near any of these gyms and you happen just to glance in,
look at what gym you're talking about.
Yeah, but look at how people are dressed. Look at what people are doing. Mm-hmm. They're clearly there for that. Look at the selfies people post. Look at your timeline sometime. Why do I want to see you working out at the gym?
I don't have anybody on my timeline that posts gym selfies.
If that's for you, good for you.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
But so they do.
Yeah, they do. That's okay.
It's okay for them.
Yeah.
But it's purpose driven. They're not there for the health aspect.
I am.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay.
Why do you think I go to the gym?
I don't know.
Like, to watch these people?
I don't know. Maybe you're an observer.
I'm not an observer. I honestly, when I go to the gym, and this is funny, certain gyms, I will wear, this one especially, there's one, I will put a ball cap on. Like, it's like head ball cap on, head down, headphones in. I don't want to talk to anybody, like, at the gym.
Well, all I know is, and we won't get into what they wear, but what girls, women wear at the gym, they wouldn't walk into the grocery store dressed like that. And they cannot tell me it's based upon heat, that they're overheated. That just ain't cutting it.
Well, I can tell you where I go, it is based on heat, because it's
no,
hot.
No.
No, it's all females, first of all, for the most part, and it's hot in there, and I have, like, taken my shirt off, like, at the end when I was dying. But it's hot in there. It's like 100 degrees.
Now, don't you feel awkward, though, taking the shirt off in a room full of people, possibly guys?
I wouldn't do that at the gym. No.
No, see, but people come in that way at the gym. That's how they're starting.
Well, whatever they want to do.
Whatever they want to do,
maybe,
but I'm just...
they can't afford a shirt.
But they can afford a gym membership.
It's only certain gyms, $10.
You can get a shirt for $10.
Can you?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I can get them a shirt for $10.
I know you can. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can get
so it. We know what it's about. We totally know what it's about.
Yeah, but you just said girls, and it's not just girls.
Girls are more apt in this because...
No,
they are. Because guys... The way guys dress at the gym and the way guys dress at home, pretty similar. Nobody's going to walk into a gym and say, oh, that guy's dressed kind of strange. No, that's what you'd wear. What the girl is wearing is not... what they're sitting at work at home in. It's not what they're cleaning the house in. It's not what they're going anywhere in life in. It's the gym. And it's odd because in all the other aspects of your life, you are around other people, but you wouldn't dress like that there because it looks out of place. But in the gym, it doesn't look out of place, but yet it's more revealing than it would be anywhere else.
But they're gym clothes.
Yeah, but you know what? Your gym clothes don't have to be that revealing.
Everybody, all girls... everybody wears leggings now.
Well, that's, yeah, that's part of it.
Yeah, I mean, my daughter, she's 13 and she wears leggings.
Yeah, but I don't
everywhere.
Think that's the big, I don't think that's the big issue.
Yeah, but I've gone to the gym and there's like plenty of guys, they don't even wear their shirt. And I'm like, put a shirt on. I don't, just stop.
No, but you see people at home mowing the grass without their shirt on. You see people, the guys in...
I know a lot of girls, though, if they're mowing the grass, they'll wear their sports bra to mow the grass when it's sunny out trying to get a tan. I mean...
See, it's more of a looks thing for them, though. It's not so much of a looks thing for the guy, I don't believe.
I disagree with that.
You think the guys really care?
You don't think guys don't go to the gym to pick people up?
Oh, no, I'm sure they go to the gym to pick people up.
Well,
but I don't think they're going there to be seen. I think they are the...
There is definitely a difference in guys that you can tell that are trying to whatever at the
gym. Right, right.
Peacock at the gym.
Right, right. But they do.
Compared to a guy that is not... You can tell, like, in what they're wearing, the difference in... You can definitely tell. You can tell the difference. I've been to enough gyms to know.
Right, but that's, they usually are going after the girl.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So there's two different sets of people that are going
to the
gym.
Yeah, but
the
girl knows why she's there. See, that's the difference.
I go to the gym to work out.
Well, maybe you do.
Yeah.
But you're not dressing this way.
But what if I did?
Well, then I would have a different idea of why you were there.
Okay. But I wouldn't. There wouldn't be a different reason why I was there.
So why do you dress less provocatively than some of them?
Because that's just me. I've never, ever dressed... I've always been conservative, and I don't even like a V-neck t-shirt. Like, I'm like, that's too low cut.
Okay, let me lay this on you. Okay, let's say you're married, okay? And you, the woman, goes to the gym dressed like some of these people go to the gym dressed mm-hmm. like. You think their husband isn't going to have a problem with them walking around a room full of men dressed like that?
Well, if he's insecure, he'll have a problem. If he's secure, he won't.
But, you know, why can't women see an insecure guy?
I don't know. That's a great question.
But they can't.
That's true. But, I mean, yeah, people do dress certain ways. I can tell you in my days as server, especially certain place where you used to wear shorts and it was hot outside and you're serving, that, yeah, some days you're like, oh, I'm going to try to make more tips. Especially because they were building the prisons at one point in time, maybe when I was in college. So you'd always get workers coming in, and yeah, you definitely, I see that, yeah.
Yeah, so that's it.
Wear your cut-off jean shorts. And
right, but I don't know why it's such a bad thing to say that people do that.
It's not. I just think...
Guys don't do that, though.
Yes, they do.
They don't do that.
At the gym? They don't wear little, like, their little tank tops and tight little shorts at the gym. Yes, they do.
But do you think they wear those at home?
No.
Really?
I don't.
I don't know.
I don't think they wear them at
home. I'm not really looking at the guys at the gym.
Well, I don't really notice either, but I've seen some and I'm like, and they're just like, some of them are just standing around. I'm really confused by that. Why aren't you working out?
Because they're there looking for a date.
They're peacocking.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And it's a horrible place
and
for
I
that
laugh.
To go
it
on.
It gives me entertainment at the gym.
But it's horrible because... If that becomes a pickup spot, it's a really bad pickup spot because you're working out. It's a looks thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it but really is driven.
If you are a person that likes to work out, like someone that else that does work out is going to appeal to you. Like, you know what I mean?
Will they?
Yeah.
Is that something people do together?
Work out together?
The couple that works out together stays together.
My husband and I used to go to the gym all the time together. Yeah.
I don't think that works.
And when when we weren't dying, we used to run together.
I think you have to do things for yourself.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And have you ever noticed how people change? Like when people... Yes. No. When people... Well, there's that. When people get together after a period of time, you can always tell when one of the members of the group is insecure because they will start to try to lose weight. They will start to try to go to the gym. They will start to wear their hair a different way. They will start to grow these beards. They will do weird things. And you know that that's all driven for the partner.
I mean, you want to look nice for your partner, obviously, and yourself. Like, I don't know.
They have to like you for you.
Well, that's
true. If they don't like you for you, it ain't gonna work.
Well, yeah. That's true.
So it doesn't matter how you look.
Well, yeah. I don't know.
Well, I'm winning this bet this morning. I'm winning this debate.
I mean, I don't know.
It's fascinating how after all this time that all these things that I've pointed out over like the last year now come to fruition.
I like to go to the gym because of how I feel after I go to the gym.
And some people do. And some people are there for health reasons, but the majority are not.
Like, I like going because my joints move much better when I'm working out after I've sat for a long time. Because since I'm younger than you...
Well, we know that's not true.
Right, but that's, like, I can tell when I haven't worked out versus when I'm working out. I just don't feel like I'm dying.
And you know what? I'm not condemning what people do. If you want to do that, do it.
Right.
If you want to go to the gym to find dates, go to the gym to find dates. If you want to wear what you want to wear, wear what you want to wear, as long as it's legal. I'm just saying to act like this is not going on is silly.
Well, obviously, it does go on.
Of course it does.
Yeah. Now, I think you probably shouldn't, like, stalk somebody at the gym, though. You know what I mean? Like, if they want to be working out and they're not interested, like, okay, move on.
But isn't this the same thing, really, with the whole Starbucks culture?
What?
That people, if you want to be hoity-toity, be hoity-toity. But understand that that's what you're doing. You know, you're going there for the cup. You're going there for the venti.
You are not going there for the cup.
They're going there for the cup.
What is the cup?
It says Starbucks on it. I don't know. People like to drink that cup in front of people. I know people who drink coffee. Just, that's a fit-in thing, too.
You know, the only time with the fit-in is I've noticed a lot, at a job, if you have a lunch date, like, meeting, like, if you're, like, with upper people in that job, you definitely want to order, even if you don't drink coffee, order the coffee to seem like you're vibing with
them. Right.
Yes. I agree with that statement most definitely. Now, like, my friends, I could care less. I'm not drinking coffee if I don't like coffee. But if it's, like, something, like, professionally, and it's going to, like, I don't know. Because, I mean, that's... Unfortunately, that's the world we live in. Get the coffee. Act like you should prepare yourself. If you know you're going to Starbucks and you never go to Starbucks and you're going with your boss and, like, other people or something, prepare yourself and research the menu before so you don't look stupid when you're going to order.
But you would not have that problem at Dunkin'. Give me a large coffee. Large black coffee. But you can't do that at Starbucks.
I can say I would like... a grande blonde roast.
See, nobody... If you did not go there regularly, you'd have no idea what that is.
Well, if you didn't go there regularly, you could say, if you were like, I just want, like, a large black coffee, they would say, oh, okay. And then they would say, what roast would you like?
But you know what? A blonde roast. Now, see, this is not even Italian. That just sounds pretentious. You don't get the pretension.
I'm not
going
to lie. I told you, I like Dunkin' coffee better, the black coffee better. I do like Dunkin' better. But I just told you, I like Starbucks iced tea better. Unless I think Dunkin' makes their tea stronger, their iced tea stronger. And if I want a stronger tea, I go to Dunkin'. And if I want a lighter tea, I go to Starbucks. It's a whole thing.
So you were getting a message there before I...
Oh, that's my mom. She's still going on about the golden child, so...
Oh!
Just joking. The golden child has nothing to eat, my sister.
Oh, well, there you go.
She's going to pick up their groceries.
The golden child.
Yes, she's going to pick up their groceries.
Now, here came another message in. I went to the gym even when I was single and never once thought about picking someone up.
See? There
you
go.
That's your pal.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I don't know that's true, though. Maybe it's true, but I can't vouch for that.
She made a good point. Starbucks isn't... I just said Starbucks.
Starbucks. Very pretentious, but go ahead.
Isn't a culture. It's a preference, just like every other restaurant you go to, which is true. It's a preference.
That's not true.
Yes,
huh? No, a preference is something you go to because you like it.
Right.
A culture... is you're going there because of the language. You're going there because of the stuff you can buy there. You're going there because you can't get it anywhere else. That's culture. Like, where else can you get a cake pop?
You can make a cake pop. I don't know.
If this stuff was so popular, why aren't they adapting it at other restaurants? They rip off everything else.
Well, I don't go out to eat enough to know this. Let me think here. Well, like, panini isn't just Starbucks. You guys said panini 8 million times yesterday. A panini, and you're making fun of it.
Well,
why are you making fun of the word
pretentious.
Panini?
It's pretentious.
Panini. Doesn't the restaurant downtown have paninis?
Yeah, but the common person
so
would
they
not be able
culture?
To tell you. The common person would not be able to tell you what a panini is.
Right. I don't know.
That's how you balance it. You say, would John or Joan Q. Public know what I'm talking about if they didn't know anything else? If I say hamburger, yes. If I say soda, yes. If I say french fries, yes. If I say panini, if I say cake pop, if I say vente,
you know
no idea.
Do you know what a pazookie is?
It's that thing you shoot with in the Army.
No. See, so there's all kinds of places that have, like, certain words they use at their restaurant. It's just what it is. don't understand.
They're the only place that does that.
What's that?
Name one other place that has their whole language.
Well, I'm
like
going to have to look it up. Because we live in Marion and we don't have that many places. We don't have a lot of different places.
No, but I mean, we have a lot of places where you can go get coffee and you can't say, give me the blonde blend.
Compared to, like, if you're down in, like, Powell and Dublin area, there are so many more places to go.
Right. But I'm just saying...
Coffee-wise.
People who sell a lot of coffee would be McDonald's, would be Dunkin', would be Tim Hortons, would be gas stations. You can't go in and ask for a blonde.
Well, if you go to a gas station, you don't ask for a coffee anyway.
Bring gas station coffee to your little soccer mom thing sometime. And what? Look at how the other soccer moms are going to look at you.
I'm not a soccer mom. I'm a basketball mom. We play basketball at our house.
But no, you don't think if you showed up and they've all got their Starbucks and their Ventes and their Vooptees and all that sort of thing, and you show up with a Speedway coffee, you don't think they're going to be a little judgy?
No.
Oh, they are.
Well, I wouldn't be.
Well, not you maybe, but other people would.
Well, there's judgy people.
Right, but what? Why is that a criteria on which to judge?
I don't know.
I don't judge it. But people do. You can't say that you don't know.
Well,
that
I
people
think if you're
judging
someone's
that.
Coffee, then you're probably just a judgy person all around for everything.
You think?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
Totally. Do you judge people on certain things?
Never. Never. But I think that's a pretentious thing to judge somebody. It's like judging somebody on their looks or their hair or their clothes. It's pretension.
Mm-hmm.
And judging somebody on what they drink is very pretentious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I tell my child, like, his hair, I was like, get a haircut. You're driving me nuts. Is that pretentious?
Well, are you doing it because you think he looks bad?
No, I just couldn't stand it in his face anymore. It was annoying.
I don't know. Why has straightening hair become a thing?
I don't straighten my hair. I don't know.
But people do. That's become a very popular thing.
That's old. Like, people have been doing it forever.
Right, but you will find very few girls who do not straighten their hair now.
I do not straighten my hair.
But it's a very common thing.
Is it really?
It's like the sunglasses on the head. I don't... In the middle of winter.
I wear sunglasses on my head all the time in the summer.
In the summer, that's what the whole point of sunglasses is.
Yeah, but in the winter, it's still bright out some days.
Have you seen these selfies?
It's not bright out right now. It's overcast all the time.
You haven't seen the selfies with people with their sunglasses on? Why would you take a picture with your sunglasses on? You're trying to look a certain way, then you run it through the filters and
put
it out there.
Why not? The technology's there. Do it.
If you want to do it, do it.
Embrace the technology.
But let's understand why you're doing it.
Oh, wait. Abby's... We got more. Why? And you can get cake pops at the gas station. See? Abby knows.
Where?
Which one, Abby?
Yeah, where? What gas station are you
Everyone
going to?
Everyone knows what a flipping cake pop is.
No, they don't.
Oh, Scott, you are judgy about Starbucks.
No. I feel that there is a culture there that is okay, but let's not pretend that it doesn't exist.
Get up, dress up, show up. Come on. And her hair is stick straight. Yep.
It's stick straight?
That's what she said.
What does that mean?
She says she always takes pictures with her sunglasses on in the summer because her eyes are so sensitive.
Okay.
Right? Duke on 95 has cake pops. Duke on 95.
I don't think they call them cake pops.
Well, I know. They probably do. I know, like, Andrew's had some of his stuff in gas stations before a while ago, so maybe they
have... There's a good place.
I love Andrew's.
Yeah,
he's great,
but it's not pretentious. You can go in and get a donut.
Yeah,
give me a donut.
Yeah,
give me a coffee.
Yep,
not Venti, panini, not that sort of thing.
Other places sell paninis.
Okay,
like.
I don't know. I don't think this is all true.
I think it is.
So this is birthday cake rather than a donut.
It's cake. It's cake.
What's the difference between cake and a donut?
I don't know. I told you we needed to Google it.
Isn't a donut cake?
I bet Abby knows. She makes donuts. You wouldn't know because you don't drop off donuts to people.
I tried.
Oh, okay.
You weren't there.
You can't just say donut. You have to say what kind of donut. Panera.
Panera has a what?
What does Panera have? I haven't been to Panera in a while.
No, but they're a nice place. Now, there's a place that is not wholly pretentious.
It gets when I first started going to Panera, I was confused by the pick two and like, what? I was confused.
No, but they have very different kinds
anywhere
of food.
Anywhere you go for the first time, you get confused. People don't get confused at McDonald's because we've been going there since birth.
Because it's very plain English. You don't get confused at Dunkin'. There's nothing
McDonald's
on the Dunkin' menu that's going to confuse you.
But if you had grown up with a Starbucks, you wouldn't think anything of it. Because it would have just been in...
I would think, well, my parents were trying to be part of that culture.
Oh, Lord.
It's a kid thing. The kids love that place.
What, Starbucks?
Starbucks.
They also love McDonald's, trust me.
Well,
sweet and sour sauce with a large fry. Oh my gosh.
See, you know what the kids order.
That's what I order.
That's what you order. But what do the kids order in there?
What do the kids order at McDonald's? They're like, my kids are definitely chicken nugget, fry, and they get like the when the ice cream machine's working, like the Oreo, whatever it is.
That's hit and miss.
McFlurry, and yeah. But let's talk about, you know what's the thing is, like, my kids love DoorDash.
Well, that's become a whole little thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think people are actually going to bankrupt themselves with DoorDash. This is what I've come to realize.
Yes, we are. My kids all order Starbucks easily, even Kaysen, he's 8.
Well, now
that's what I mean. He's grown up with it, so he knows how to order.
Right, and they're all great kids. I like them all.
Just like you grew up with McDonald's.
Both of them, as she would say. the two kids that she has. I can't believe she forgot one of her kids last week.
She must just tired. You know,
was that
holidays.
What that was? Okay.
It's holidays, got right, it. Abby?
Okay. Right. In any event,
Abby is going to do her New Year's resolution today.
What's that?
Self-care was...
Oh, thank goodness. She looked rough on Christmas Eve.
Oh, Lord. She did not. Abby could wear, like, a brown paper bag and look cute.
Well, I don't really...
You're like, I don't know, because I don't look at people's looks.
I don't pay attention to her.
You must notice.
She's just sitting over there sometimes.
You have to notice people's looks.
The only thing I ever noticed about her was where she wears those overall things. Because I think she's about like to bring in the corn or
overalls.
Something. That's the only thing I notice.
You know what? Next time her and I come in, we're wearing our overalls together. I have overalls. I have like 3 pairs. They're great.
Do you really pay attention to how people look?
Do I?
Do you really pay attention to that?
Honestly, I don't find myself to be like I don't care. Like, here's my thing. I'm very open. If you want to wear like that picture that's on the wall right there, I don't know what that guy has on his head.
It's a Russian hat.
So if you want to wear a Russian hat, go ahead and wear a Russian hat. I notice things a lot. I am very observant of what people have on, but I don't care. If that's what you want to wear, go ahead.
Here's what I observe.
What are you doing?
Like if somebody, you see them all the time. I mean, you can't not see people, but I don't pay attention to how they look. I don't go, ooh, they look good today or they look bad. But what you do notice is like if their eyes are puffy. I mean, you'll catch that.
Are my eyes puffy today?
No, you look good today.
Really? They're puffy today.
No.
They are.
But you can tell when somebody's eyes are puffy because you say, well, did you not sleep well last night?
No,
you can
I
tell
didn't.
That. Well, you were nervous about coming on the big show today.
I was so nervous about the big Tuesday show.
The big show.
Marion, Ohio.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, it's one of those things. But I don't pay attention to how people look. I think that is a little... I don't know. I think they pay attention to how they look.
I think it's nice to be, to take a little bit of pride in how you look. You know what I mean?
Well, do whatever you want.
Have a little bit of pride.
Right, but I don't care. Wear what you want. Dress how you want.
Roll out of bed and not brush our teeth and, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, but it's not my place to pay attention to. I pay attention to people for different things.
You know, if you're in, here's my thing. Like, right, if you want to shower, shower. But I can tell you, I've been at the gym many times and I'm like, take a shower before you go to the gym. Like, if you haven't showered for a while, don't go to the gym dirty because you're like, well, I'm going to get dirty at the gym and then take a shower after, because it's gross when someone's working out next to you and they smell bad. Take a shower.
Well, odor's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's rude.
But that's not looks.
No. But I'm just saying, like, that's part of it. I feel like $1 million after I take a shower.
Well, showers are good, but what I'm saying is I don't... I think when you start judging people on how they look, then you start treating them different because of how they look. And that's exactly what you don't want to do.
Right. Yeah.
You want to treat everybody the same. And I think we don't pay attention to people's personalities enough. You know, the nicest people in the world who may not be considered beautiful, mm-hmm. well, are you going to treat the beautiful person better just because they look a certain way? That seems very silly to me. Very superficial.
Right. Yeah.
I bet all those people are in the Starbucks line this morning.
On the flip side of that, though, however, right? I think people sometimes, because of their looks, they might be really pretty, take care of themselves. People already have an idea of how they're going to act before they ever get to know the person as well.
Yeah,
like, oh, that person's going to be snotty. That person's going to be... And there's a lot of people, because everybody has their prejudgments of, it's just how we've been raised. I mean, it's just the society we're in. You somewhat tend to be like, you know, have that prejudgment. And they're like the nicest people in the world. You know what I mean?
It could be, but I just think that... but see, conversely, there are people who have... I don't know how they get this, but they think that they are just the most gorgeous thing that ever has been born, and they're not. But because of that, their personality has been shaped by that.
Mm-hmm.
And it affects them in a lot of ways that I don't think they understand.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that they tend to be more depressed. Have you ever noticed how people who are not exactly the models mm-hmm. in life, male or female,
mm-hmm.
people who are not, they're much more creative.
Yeah.
What is that? Is that right side or left side?
I think it's left side.
They're much more left side brained.
Mm-hmm.
And they can, even in bad moments, they figure things out easier. The world's never coming to an end. They just deal better because they've had to.
I don't think that has to do with looks, though.
Oh, I think it does.
I know people that aren't that. No. I'm going to have to disagree with that.
I think if you... people, because, you know...
Are we talking about overall?
Overall.
Okay, because I do know certain situations where that is not the case at all.
There's always exceptions to the rule.
Definitely.
But there are times where the people really get the impression that they are something. And they're not. Also, aging. Aging will do that to you.
Aging, yeah.
Aging.
Aging's not fun. I don't think that's fun.
No.
Actually, like... it's not bad, but it's not great either. I think, you know, youth is wasted on the young.
Well, you know, it's people do what they want to do, and this is what I've learned, but I also understand that's a source of a lot of unhappiness. How many times have you seen, but we know this from social media now, I don't know what people did prior to social media, but when you put a picture up there that's clearly put up there
mm-hmm.
to comment, if it's just you and your head and you looking a certain way, and you know that person in real life and you know they never look like that on any day that you've ever seen them, but they've put the makeup on, they've straightened the hair, they've got, you know, they're trying to make a face into the camera that mm-hmm. is certain. And the likes, bam, 80, 90, 100,
yeah.
blah, likes and all these certain things. You know that, and you even see people comment. People even follow the, oh, you're gorgeous. Oh, you're beautiful. Oh, you're great. Oh, how. At home, they're feeding off of that.
Yeah.
But have you ever thought, why do they do it? If they really believed it, if they really believed everything that they're being told, if they really, why would you even do it?
Right. If I change my profile picture, I hide it. You can hide it. There's an option to hide it, like that you change
your profile. I've never changed my profile picture in 11 years.
Because I don't want the comments. Like, I don't need people to tell me that I look good. I don't care.
But people need that.
Well, yeah. You know, sometimes people, maybe they're going through a rough time and they just need that.
But is that good?
I do know someone that does not look like they do...
Oh,
on their pictures.
There's a lot of that.
Real life, I'm like, that doesn't even look like you.
Well, and once their personality shows up, sometimes it's even worse.
Well, I honestly, you know what bothers me are the young kids that, and because I work with a lot of young kids, they all use filters. And I'm like, you don't need a filter. Like, why do you need a filter? There is nothing wrong with, like, your skin is already, like, flawless.
Well, what about the, because online dating's popular now.
I guess.
People will message people just on how they look. They know nothing.
Right.
This is the problem with online dating. You know nothing about the person. And if you know nothing about the person except what they look like, well, you're in trouble. Because when you meet them, you're going to find out the real person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sometimes scary.
Yeah, that is scary. I think online dating is kind of scary. But I do but know it's so people popular. That have gone on and met people that, like, they're married and really happy and... Oh, we're not allowed to talk about marriage, though.
We're not? No, why is marriage off of the topic
list? I don't
know.
I was just joking when
no,
I said
it's
that.
Fun because I think marriage is fine.
Abby says you don't pay attention unless she's rough. You told me I was rough one time, too.
Right, so that's not just a her thing.
And my feelings were so hurt because
oh,
I think
they
I,
were
was,
not.
I was. And because I was already having a bad day. And I was like, really? Okay. Thanks.
I don't think that happened.
Yeah. I remember we were standing in the cafeteria. So.
I remember telling you you looked rough. But
I know.
But I was with you for like 2.5 more
sad.
Hours.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I know how to cover up. I know how to push down the feelings. Overalls are cute. I like overalls.
You know why the overalls stick out? It's like if somebody would wear gothic clothing. To me, that is out of the ordinary. So I would comment on that.
But you tend to wear the same thing.
Thank you. That's not same thing every day.
Well, no, but the same style of clothes. Do you ever go out, like, besides jeans?
Oh, yeah, I have other things than jeans, sure.
Okay. Do you ever wear shorts?
Yeah.
I have never seen you in shorts. Last year at the cookout, it was like a million degrees
out. The cookout?
Out. Whatever cookout you had.
Was there a cookout?
You had a
oh,
cookout.
Oh, at my house?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It was 8 million degrees outside, and you had on jeans and a long sleeve shirt.
I have air conditioning.
Someone even commented on it.
I have air conditioning.
You guys were outside.
Oh, well, you know who commented on it. This is a person. Well,
and I was thinking the same thing.
No, no. You know, that comes from a person who is always on me about...
It was hot outside.
About wearing certain clothes in the summer.
Right, jeans.
Well, jeans or long
shorts. But you know what?
Shirts.
Abby wears jeans a lot, too. She doesn't like shorts.
Well, I don't mind shorts, but I just... You know, to me, shorts... I would feel odd coming here with shorts on.
Really?
Yeah, because...
Why?
Well, because I think... And you know what also happens sometimes? People take pictures, and not that I could care if I have shorts on in a picture or not, but I think if somebody else is trying to look a certain way...
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just what it is.
But you normally are in your realm of what you wear, like normal.
Yeah, but if you came over to my house and I was just... Like relaxing, I might have shorts on.
Okay.
Sure.
See, Abby said, I rarely wear shorts. She does. I never hardly see
well,
Abby in shorts.
That's her.
Right. Like, so.
What's wrong with that?
Like, I have a tendency, honestly, I used to wear a lot of different clothes, and now I kind of wear the same thing. And I'm always like, why do I wear the same thing all the time?
Well, I think you get into to certain areas.
But I used to, like, I like to be girly, like, I wear a lot of, like, sundresses. And before I started, I would wear a lot of sundresses in the summer just because they're easy.
Like, well, what happened to dresses?
Now, see, I miss something. Dresses. Like, what I used to wear dresses and skirts, and I don't anymore. And I used to wear them all the time. Even if I was just at home, like, I would sometimes throw on a dress. Like, not like a dressy dress, like, but a casual in the summertime. Abby wears dresses a lot in summer, but I'm always in a kitchen. I can't wear a dress.
See, I don't ever recall her in a dress. See, but I don't pay
dresses.
But I don't pay attention to what she wears. Just the overalls stick out because to me that is out of the ordinary.
I wear
not bad, just out of the ordinary.
Yeah, I wear overalls too. You've just never seen me in my overalls. That's all.
Like, you notice when somebody normally has their hair a certain way and they pull it back in a ponytail.
Mm-hmm.
You notice that?
Yeah.
Because they do look different.
I wear my hair all. My hair's up a lot, too. I wear my hair all different all the time.
But you know what? Whatever people want to do, this is not a judgment of what people want to do. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah. Yeah, I miss... It's hard to find summer dresses, though. I think compared to, like, early 2000s, I could always find a good summer dress, and now I haven't been able to find them. And I love a good dress. You know what's great about, like, a girl? Like, you throw on a sundress... And you just, it looks like you got, like, you took time to get ready to go out to dinner, and it took you 2 seconds when you're, it's an easy outfit to make you look, like, going to dinner appropriate.
You know, but you said it earlier on. Abby told me at one point, early on, when I first met her, that she, I think it was instilled, I think she said from her grandmother, that she does not leave the house unless she looks a certain way.
Did she?
I believe she told me that at one point.
I need that comment.
Yeah, I believe she told me that at one point.
My mom doesn't like to leave the house without me. I think she's... She'll leave it now, but she used to always put her makeup on before me. I wish sometimes I had a little bit of that in me because I look at myself sometimes and like, you went out of the house like that? Oh my gosh.
But do people care?
No, they don't. Like, I think we're our worst critics.
Probably.
Yes. Like, we think, you look at yourself and you're like, ugh, but other people are like, you look fine.
Like, well, that's like videos and pictures and everything.
People don't like the sound of their voice.
People don't like the sound of their voice.
I hate the sound of their voice. I'm like, really? Why does that bother you? That doesn't bother me. But when I was younger, I didn't like the sound of it.
Well, I think it's because people think they sound different.
I guess. Maybe. So, yeah. I don't know. We'll see. She must not be listening.
She must have. There was a catastrophe wherever she is.
She's at work.
Right.
She had to go back to work.
So what we've learned today is you came around to the idea that there is a Starbucks culture, and there is a little bit of pretension involved.
I go for preference, but we're going to agree to disagree on that.
You go for preference, but you agree that there is a culture.
I find it interesting. I don't know. Like, maybe younger people might go, not even younger people. I don't know how younger people afford Starbucks, but because I can barely afford it and I have a full-time job.
See?
It is expensive.
It's not cheap.
Like, everybody knows it's not cheap. I mean,
But they still go. They still rep.
So they're laughing all the way to the bank. Like, hey, if I came up with that idea, I'd be,
right.
Yay.
But nobody's indicting their business model. Nobody's indicting the place. Nobody's indicting what they do. I'm just saying it's clear that they have created a culture and are marketing to a certain group of people. And it's interesting to see what that certain group of people is.
But isn't that the whole point of business, is to market towards certain people?
I don't know. I would think the bigger your umbrella, the better.
Like, I would think, I mean, they're just going to keep getting bigger. Definitely, if you can get any bigger, I mean, they will. Because now this group that's growing up, they don't know a day without Starbucks.
Right, but they will also understand Venti and...
Great.
Grande.
But there'll be something else down the line that comes along, because there's always something that's going to come along.
Trends.
And they'll be like, whatever it is, whatever that trendy place is, and they have different words, they're going to be like, what are you talking about? You know what I mean? It's the same thing. It just keeps on going.
So it's just society.
It's
society.
Right. That's just, you know. It's just what it is.
But even everybody in the car knows when somebody says, what do you want? And they say Starbucks, you know, get out the money. I mean, you just know. But if
I use my app on my phone.
Right. But if you're going to any other restaurant, that's not the first thing that enters your mind, is the financials of it. You think, oh, what am I going to get there? But at Starbucks, it's
Arby's,
financials.
You better believe.
Arby's is not a financial
Arby's
place.
Arby's is expensive.
No, I go to Arby's all the time.
Arby's is so... If you have kids and you're paying for three kids... I almost said four kids.
You don't know either.
I don't have four kids. If you're paying for four people or five people, Arby's is expensive.
No, I go to Arby's all the time.
What do you get?
A salad.
But you're one person. That's what my mom gets at Arby's, too.
They have very good salads.
She loves their salad.
They do. They have a chicken salad, a roasted chicken, or they have a turkey, and they're both good.
It's expensive when you have kids, when you go out to eat anywhere anymore. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. It doesn't.
I'm not saying that doesn't matter, but I'm saying, you know, if you're taking four kids to Starbucks...
Oh, it's going to be more expensive.
It's going to be a meal.
Tim Hortons or... Duncan.
Well, it's going to be what Arby's is costing you for a meal.
I know. Did I tell you? This was one of my resolutions. I don't know if it's really a resolution. I was like, okay, once a month, so I have 11 more times because I already did it this month, was to pay for somebody behind me at the drive-thru. And the first one was only a coffee, and it was fantastic. And it was at Tim Hortons. I was at Tim Hortons.
Would you ever do that at Starbucks?
No.
Exactly right.
Well.
Culture.
You know what's funny? Us at the root beer stand, all the kids wanted McDonald's one time when we were working, because we don't have the Coke and the we don't have Sprite, and there is something about McDonald's Sprite. It's extra fizzy compared to other places. That is not even an argument. It's true. And they wanted Tropical Berry Sprite. That's a whole thing, too. So one of the kids went down, and they paid, someone in front of her paid for her order, and it was like $25. She was by herself, but she was ordering for all of us, so it was like $25. I bet they regretted that.
Well, sometimes, but you can't back out of it.
You can't.
No, once you say that.
And that's what I said, but I think that definitely makes people's day. I've had like a couple people pay for my coffee, and I'm like, yeah, all right.
Well, it is nice.
That's exciting.
And sometimes you think about paying for the person behind you.
Yeah, so New Year's Day, I paid for the person behind me. I didn't know what they got, but they only ended up getting a coffee, which I'm not going to lie. I was excited. I was like, yes, I only have to pay for the coffee. But I was like, I'm going to do that once a month, like for the rest of the year.
But I bet 6 out of 6 you get caught. Caught in the ringer.
You think so?
Buying something big.
This is going to be interesting. I was like, this will be interesting to see. I go, it has to be about timing. You don't want to do it at night because families tend to go at night to eat.
Well, lunch and dinner time.
Yes, you want to do it as early as possible during the day so you don't get caught. I know it's going to be interesting to see like how much money. I should like add up how much it cost me.
Add it up over the year.
Yeah, see, but how I think that kind of stuff's fun to do.
Nice. It's courteous.
Like, I'm not doing, like, nutrition goals or workout. I do that. Like, that's just my everyday life. So I never have that kind of resolution.
Well, I'm going to let people know that coming up at 2 o'clock today is the Adam the Computer Guy show. Coming up at 4 is Voice of a People. Are you mocking me over there? I think you were mocking me over there. And you'll be back. On a regular basis.
I will.
On a regular basis. You'll be back next Tuesday.
I have to go back to work at some point.
They're not going back.
I know. I'm not talking about school.
Well, you can free up 2 hours in the morning.
I'm talking about the restaurant.
Well, you can
come
here.
It's coming sooner than later.
What time do you open? 11? I'm done here at 10.
I have to be there by 10.
No, you don't. You can be there by 10,
15.
10. 10, 15.
I get there at 10:30 some days.
There you go. You'll be here until the end of time every Tuesday morning. I'm just going to clear the schedule for you.
Oh, that's my mom said Tuesday once mornings. A month, pay for a Stewart's meal, like pay for somebody's meal at Stewart's, like have the lucky person.
Me.
Pay for your. I bring you food all the time.
Well, I appreciate it.
I do have a regular customer, and he comes almost every day, and the first visit of the season, I buy his meal. And the last visit of the season, he's there every day. I buy his meal. So I do that.
You're nice.
But I should pay for a meal once a month or something. I'm trying to come up with a new dessert for Stewart's. So, see, I need to be on
strawberry
here and have people
shortcake.
Call
strawberry
in and
shortcake.
Give me some ideas
you
one day.
You can't get strawberry shortcake anywhere.
Oh, okay. But we have strawberry pie already.
No, that's okay. Strawberry shortcake is different. You get the shortcake and you get the strawberries and you get the whipped cream. You cannot order that anywhere.
Yeah, we should discuss that one day and see if people will call in and give me some ideas, because I'm trying to come up with some ideas. Tuesday is a good day for me to come in because I don't have workout. I don't have yoga in the morning.
Every other day of the week you have yoga?
Monday and Thursdays are okay too. I'm open on Thursdays. Monday and Wednesdays I have yoga.
Okay. We'll work it out. We'll discuss that at some point, too. There can be a whole yoga show. There can be a whole dessert show.
Yeah, you definitely, because January and February, those are slow months. Like, nothing's going on.
Nothing's
going
on.
What's there to talk about?
Nothing.
We've talked over the corona. Like,
we've done that.
Oh, boy.
Hopefully people are getting vaccinated.
I don't think they are.
Well, you know what? We're going to bring this plane in for a landing today, but it's been fun having you here. Yep, and you'll be back very, very soon. All right, for this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Newsforce247.com.
Programming on WWGH Radio is proudly supported by Mimi's Party Zone and Balloon. Address 17 North Greenwood Street, Suite